Chapter 19. Dear Diary, they took us up top today. I cried when the sun touched my face. It has been a long time since I've seen it. The others, they jumped and ran and laughed like they was free. I sat down in a corner by myself. I stared at the sun and shut my eyes tight. I want to hold on to the sun for as long as I can, to save up the picture for when I am below again and need to remember that the sun is always shining. I squeeze my eyes closed till I see stars. When I open them again, Kinjari is there. Akilma.
The school detention room is in the basement, next to the boiler room. Damp, cramped, hot. Nothing but desks and chairs with Miss Birdie, the detention teacher. Even when it's snowing out, you can go sleeveless in there and still be sweating. Today ain't no different. It's hot. I'm sweating, and it ain't nobody's fault but Miss Saunders. So here I am, writing in my diary, trying to see the sun. I'm supposed to be doing English homework. Miss Saunders gave me 25 pages to read in 2 days. I don't get too far with it, though. Caleb comes into the detention room, making noise. He's excusing himself all the way across the room, squeezing between desks, knocking over books. You'd think a boy that has been the president of the class and student representative on the PTA would know how to walk into a room. I'm hoping he will sit up front. No such luck. He plops down 2 seats away from me and starts talking before he's seated.
Hey,
he says in that low, soft voice of his. I stretch my legs out till they're even with the front legs of the chair in front of mine. What are you doing here? I ask.
Mr. P put me in here,
he says. I was doing the boys' bathroom. For a while, I just doodle on the edges of my paper. But I can't help asking, doing what in the boys' room?
Scrubbing down the joint,
he says, plain as day. You clean the boys' room? I'm frowning up my face. You touch the toilet and all that stuff?
Caleb's shaking his head yes with every word I say.
Disgusting! I suck my teeth. Miss Birdie comes over to us and tells us to separate.
Get some more space between you,
she says.
2 more seats over, Caleb, she insists.
Caleb moves over. Then, as soon as Miss Birdie starts grading papers again, he's back near me.
I don't believe you, I whisper. Ain't nobody at this school crazy enough to clean the bathrooms,
I say, then I shut my mouth. But Caleb, he does seem crazy sometimes. He and his dad go feed the homeless on the weekends, and once a month, Caleb volunteers at the senior citizens' home. Last year, he even got the school to hold a neighborhood cleanup day.
Yeah, I cleaned up the boys' room,
Caleb says, smiling. Got down on my hands and knees like my mama taught me. You should have asked the janitor to help.
He's doing his job,
Caleb says. It's the rest of us that aren't doing ours. Caleb's hands don't look like they've been in no toilets, even if he was wearing gloves. His hands are big, with nice white straight nails, and his fingers are long and strong. And they move all over the place when he gets excited. Miss Birdie comes over and lectures us about why we're here in detention and what will happen to us if Caleb doesn't move over and shut up. For a little while, we write notes to each other. I write, "Why bother with that smelly bathroom if no one else cares about it?" Caleb writes back, "You have to take a stand when things aren't right." I look at him and wonder why he didn't take a stand last year when we was on the bus and everybody was making fun of how black I am. Instead of writing back, I open up my folder and start writing in my diary. Dear diary, Caleb smells good. Sometimes when I'm around him, I lose my head. I forget that I'm mad at him and that I promised myself I would never, ever forgive him for not coming to my defense on the bus. Those white teeth, them eyes, and that voice, they make me forget sometimes what he's done. And that's why I try to keep away from him. I don't want to forget. Malika. Caleb looks at me for the longest time. Things can change, he says. Like things between me and you. Things at the school. Don't go there, Caleb, I say. I said I was sorry, remember? Said it 10,000 times. Give a brother a break, why don't you? This ain't McDonald's, Caleb. No breaks today, I say, moving to another seat. Caleb's got about 6 books with him. He takes care of business, keeps up with homework. That's how he is. But even 2 seats over, I can smell him. He don't wear that cheap stuff that hurts your nose like some boys do. Dear Diary, should you ever forgive a boy who done you wrong? Malika. Caleb can be persistent. He moves down 2 seats. Miss Birdie, the teacher, tells us both to settle down, shut up, or be ready to spend the day in detention again tomorrow. That doesn't faze Caleb none. He keeps running off at the mouth. Why are you bothering me, Caleb? I ask. I shouldn't have left you when they started teasing you, he says finally. Then he starts playing with his pencil, chewing on his lip. We both get quiet for a while. I figured if I left you, the other kids would start messing with you. How can you think something like that? I ask. Caleb says that ever since him and me started hanging together, the kids teased me. So he figured if he got away from me, they'd stop. So why are you trying to be friends with me again now? I ask. He tells me that things are still going bad for me, even with him not around. So he figures he can't make my life no worse. Besides, he whispers, I still like you. A lot. Eyes don't lie. That's what a camel would say. So I look deep into Caleb's eyes. God, they are gorgeous. Big and brown. I think about Akima. Right now, she'd probably say, Malika, forgive and forget. That's easier than dragging around anger like sacks of stone. I want to laugh at that one. Those is Mama's words. She says them when I get mad at her. I want to forgive Caleb, but I'm scared. What if I start liking him again and he does what he did before? Mama and Akima, they could forgive him. I am not that strong at forgiving. Not yet. Caleb stares at me all dreamy-like. I didn't mean it, I swear, he says. I won't ever let you down again, Caleb says softly. I nod.